All right, Will Hahn, Denver. Haven't been here since 96.
Haven't been here ever. For Supercross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so main event for your guys. Look, Adam, Dylan's come off two wins in a row, rode really great. Adam got you tonight. The whole thing was the start. Your guys came out like 6th and 7th, and that was it.
As rough. And then I think obviously for the track tonight was fairly basic. So as far as like making up a bunch of time, it wasn't going to happen, you know, without a mistake. So, yeah, we didn't capitalize on the start, bottom line. And, I mean, it's the proof's there. Like every time that Adam's got out front and can be alone, he capitalizes on it. So, and like I said, especially with the track being a little bit more basic tonight, even though it was slick, it really wasn't that difficult, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of laps, too. Like in a low, yeah. Like you're just like, imagine you've been here. You got to hit your marks. Be patient. Yeah. It's just frustrating.
Well, then it's like you're trying as hard as you can to gain time on a slick track, and then honestly, I think you end up probably losing more when you're trying that hard. So the easier you can be and everything like that, it ends up working out better for you.
I didn't like that inside gate pick by Dylan Ferrandis. Is that a DV thing, or what's going on there?
I think it's a comfort thing more than anything. And I mean, to be honest, tonight, I think in most races it could and maybe would work, but tonight, it's unless you were going to get the biggest jump, it's not going to happen.
So, any conversations with Colt as far as like, hey, man, we got two left. If you're second or you're first and Dylan's putting heat on you, make it easy for him?
No, I think at this point we're riding. We want to win races regardless of which guy right now. I mean, obviously Dylan's in the position to win this championship,
yeah.
And we want it to be him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you know, Colt wants to win races and we're just taking it.
So nothing? Nothing?
Like, no, I mean, I think we're just, like I said, we're here racing. And if it comes into that point, if they do it, I mean, I don't know, you know. But at this point, like I said, tonight we needed to win regardless whether it was Colt or anybody, because that 3-point gap is better regardless. Even if Dylan got third and Adam got second and Colt won, it's better for us anyway.
Yeah.
So that was nothing was ever said.
Colt had the red plate for a long time, looked great, kind of had a bad race in San Diego. Next one, I think he crashed, but like kind of rebounding nicely here late.
Yeah, the last couple of rounds have been great. Like, Houston, he won that last race. Today, he was really good in qualifying all day.
Did he qualify fastest?
To the last one, yeah. Okay, yeah, the first time he was, yeah. And even that last one, it was so close today. But I'm just happy to see him, like, get that back, because it was very high, kind of, well, Seattle was very low, and then you bounced back.
Racer X, Pulp MX Live podcast show last night. You were one of the guests. Thanks for coming, man. It's fun. I think people really enjoyed it. Talk about your title hopes and the day in Vegas where your hand was broken. Yeah, it was really good.
I thought last night was amazing. You know, I got so many messages today saying that people like really enjoyed it, and a lot of my buddies got to come out and stuff like that, and they said it was really good. So, I mean, I had a blast.
And then at some point, we're like, okay, Will, thanks a lot. Like, appreciate it. Danny Stevenson coming up next, and you're like, I'm not leaving.
No, I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
Like, I came to hang out. I don't want to.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I don't want to go home. Yeah, I don't want to go home yet, dude.
Danny's coming up.
Plus, there was like drinks coming for free, and like it's like, you know, Heather's bringing me another one. So like, why would I leave?
Yeah, no, I get it. I like that. It's a power move. I'm not leaving.
Yeah. Well, as Blue Crew teammates, we stick together.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Well, thanks for that, and thanks for this interview.
Thanks.